Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes to things, even when you really want to say no? Like your time and energy are being pulled in a million different directions. You know that feeling when you're just running on fumes and you're starting to feel resentful or overwhelmed? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, setting boundaries is not about being selfish, it's about taking care of yourself first so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. It's about protecting your mental health, nurturing your relationships, and creating a life that feels more balanced and fulfilling. Think of it like this. Imagine your life is a beautiful garden filled with blooming flowers, delicious fruits, and buzzing bees. But if you don't put up fences and decide who gets to enter, things can get chaotic pretty quickly. You might have weeds taking over, pests munching on your plants, or too many people trampling around, ruining the whole vibe. Boundaries are those fences, they help define where your space ends and others begins. They create a sense of order, allowing you to cultivate your inner garden and share it with those who truly value and respect its beauty. Now, let's get into 5 key takeaways that could help you set those boundaries like a pro. 1. Recognize your needs. The first step is to honestly assess what you need. What drains your energy? What makes you feel uncomfortable or stressed? Identifying these triggers is crucial because it allows you to create boundaries around them. Maybe it's saying no to social events when you're feeling exhausted, setting aside dedicated time for self-care, or limiting the amount of work emails you check outside of office hours. 2. Communicate clearly and assertively. Once you know your needs, it's time to communicate them clearly and confidently. This doesn't mean being aggressive or demanding, it's about expressing yourself respectfully but firmly. Try using a statement like, I need some quiet time to recharge after work, or I feel overwhelmed when I take on too many projects at once. 3. Start small. Setting boundaries can be intimidating, so don't try to overhaul everything overnight. Start with small steps, maybe saying no to one extra commitment this week or taking a few minutes each day for mindful meditation. Gradually build up your confidence and establish more robust boundaries over time. 4. Be consistent. Consistency is key. If you waver on your boundaries, others will pick up on it and may not respect them as much. It's okay to reiterate your needs and preferences when necessary. Remember, setting boundaries is a process that takes practice and patience. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout this journey. You're learning new skills and navigating complex situations. There will be times when you feel hesitant or unsure. Just remember that you deserve to have your needs met and that taking care of yourself is essential for both your mental well-being and the quality of your relationships. Think about the time when you felt overwhelmed or resentful because you were constantly saying yes even when you wanted to say no. Maybe it was a friend who constantly called late at night, or a colleague who kept dumping work on you. Now imagine if you had set a boundary in the situation, maybe by telling your friend you need quiet time after 9 p.m. or politely declining extra tasks at work. How might things have been different? How would you feel? You've probably realized this. Setting boundaries doesn't mean shutting people out. It means creating healthy space for authentic connections and allowing yourself to show up as your best self in every interaction. It's about prioritizing your well-being so you can be more present and engaged with the people who truly matter. So remember, you have the power to create a life that feels more balanced and fulfilling by setting clear boundaries. Start small, be consistent, and most importantly, be kind to yourself throughout the process. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential for your mental health, your relationships, and your overall happiness. Ready to take action? This week, I challenge you to identify one area in your life where setting a boundary would make a positive difference. Maybe it's saying no to a social event that drains you, or asking for more support from friends and family. Write down your boundary and commit to communicating it clearly and assertively. Don't forget to share your experiences with us on social media. I love hearing how you're putting these ideas into practice and creating more fulfilling lives. Until next time, keep brainstorming, keep boosting, and keep rocking those boundaries.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.